ABC Radio Australia.
We continue now with PNG's Prime Minister, who is also travelling to Israel, where he says his government is recognising Jerusalem as the location for the country's embassy. James Marape says Israel will fund PNG's embassy in Jerusalem for the next 3 years. He says the move will also signal PNG's position as a Christian nation.
Israel is a first step, a new venture into us opening an embassy there and having a closer bilateral. I'm also relevant for us as a Christian nation, and Christianity rotates and revolves around the Judeo-Christian worldview. And so it has a sentimental sort of affinity for us, but more importantly, the nation of Israel is knowledge-based economy, knowledge-based nation, and us in a greater partnership in that space. Hopefully we could import some of the capacities into our own country for PNG's development aspirations. After this, I'm returning back to Indonesia. I'm a guest of the Indonesian government. There's a series of leaders from our region who will be speaking at a Sustainable Development Forum meeting to be held by Indonesian government. I will be the first speaker on that summit. There'll be other regional speakers speaking in that summit also, and especially leaders from Asia. And I've been asked to speak in that summit, come back and have our conversations in as far as sustainable development, not just from the context of PNG, but the greater ASEAN and Asian region, as to how we stage our development and our resource harvest or resource consumption today, with the context of how do we go forward into the future. So we've been given the privilege to speak at the opening of that important conference, and I will take my stage on behalf of our country, speaking not just from PNG context, but more importantly from the context of the ASEAN region and the Asia-Pacific region, of which we are an important part of. And after this, I'm traveling to France as a guest of France government and France president, reciprocating the visit that French President Emmanuel Macron had come to us. I'm reciprocating that visit. As most of you know, we have propped France to be a lead advocate for the forest nations. Papua New Guinea is a big forest nation, and he has invited myself to be a special guest of his government. I'm traveling there to be received by him and his officials. And that moment will be a time in which we further consolidate on our two nations' relationship. It has been elevated lately, and my travel back on behalf of our country would symbolize a bilateral exchange that is taking place between government to government. Below that government to government relationships, we hope our state-owned enterprises, our business exchanges continue to grow. We've now have one of France's leading companies in Total Energies being the lead developer of Papua LNG. Not necessarily government at government level, we have that influence in all private sector transactions, but it augurs well when government to government has good relationships. Companies from both countries continue to flourish in their pursuit of business opportunities. Total is a French company. Total is leading in Papua LNG. We expect FID to be staged first quarter next year, and this exchange between myself and President Macron at the government-to-government level consolidates the business-to-business interest of both countries. Our own state-owned enterprises are in the process of completing transaction in acquiring a new fleet of air buses for Air New Guinea.
And that's PNG's Prime Minister James Marape speaking to reporters before his departure to Israel.